The Lord be with you.
And
may the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So Sister Mary Malicious starts class. Good old Sister Mary Malicious. She begins class by asking everybody, class, who wants to be a saint? Who wants to be a saint? Everyone? Everyone except Johnny. Johnny, what's wrong? Don't you want to be a saint? No! Well, why not? Because they're all dead. Isn't that how we think of the communion of saints? Kind of like a hall of fame of the Christian life. Those men and women, boys and girls that preceded us, marked by God in some way as special, unique. Heroes and heroines of the faith. Larger than life, sensational people doing sensational things. They're so holy. And the rest of us, so ordinary. Isn't that how we think of the saints? But here's the thing. The saints, all saints, are simply those individuals who came near to living the gospel message, the gospel life. Men and women, boys and girls, in whom some echo of Jesus' voice could be heard, some feature of his face could be seen. My favorite word from Paul is hagios. He uses it all the time to talk about the Christian communities, to address the Christian communities. The number of ways that it is translated, and sometimes within the same letter, it's translated differently. Translated as the hagios, the holy one. To the holy ones of God. But it also means saint. The hagios, the saints of God. My friends, when you get home, look in the mirror. Because there you will see a member of the communion of saints. One who is called by God, touched by God, embraced by God, to do his will.